This is Lamed Amud Vima Daf Pehe Amud Aleph Vima Daf Pehe Amud Aleph. So Gemara tells us Lachser Loi Avedase, and Tosis tells us that Stafka Beroiv Yisrael. However, when it's Mechza, you're not going to have to Machser Loi Avedase. Again, Tosis tells us this Din Lachser Avedase is talking about Beroiv Yisrael. In that case, you have to return the Aveda Mechza Mechza. You don't have to return it because you could tell him bring me a raya that you are a Jew, and then I'll return it to you. Frek, the Rishonim, all the Rishonim ask the following kasha. Why, by Rav Yisrael, do you have to return his Aveda? L'chair, according to Shmuel, there's a klal in Hochim Amanachar Roiv, that when it comes to Mamet, we say, Amet Tzimichav O'raya, and a Roiv cannot, is not stronger than a Cheskas Mamet. So again, Frek, the Rishonim, even if it's a Rav Yisrael, L'chair, the one that finds the Aveda, could tell this person, bring a raya that you are Yisrael, and I'll return it to you. So I ask the Rishonim again, why by Rav Yisrael are you mechuyav l'achzul avidasei? L'chayr, we have a klal in hochin b'momen achar harav. So the Rishonim give similar tirutzim, and this is one tirutz that's found in many Rishonim, that this din of in hoch b'momen achar harav is only when that person has a cheskas momen. And there we say, the Rav tells us that a Rav is not stronger than a Cheskas Mamet. However, when you find an Aveda, you're definitely not the Bailim. And when you're not the Bailim, you don't have the Cheskas Mamet on your side. And since you don't have a Cheskas Mamet on your side, therefore the Klal of Hidal in Hoche Mamet Achar Rav is not going to apply. That's this Teretz is found in the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. And the Rashba's Maisiv, something very interesting. Then in this case, L'chaira, we have a Safik Mitzvah of Hashiv Teshivim. You have a Safik Mitzvah of Hashiv Teshivim, and therefore you go Basar Arayv, because you have a Safik Dereis of Mekayim, the Din of Hashiv Teshivim. Taisis and Taisis Arash say something similar. The questions they mean like these are Shainim. They say this Din of Ein Hocham Amrach Arayv is specifically when the Mammon reached your hand B'Shus Bailim. Meaning, let's say, you sell a meichashel chaver, even im sanachin. That's a classic case. That let's say you were sold a shar, and it turns out it was a nachin. The question is it a mekach tois? Over there we say, because it got to your hand, birshus. Masha'inke, in our case, you never got the moment. It seems to be a similar teretz, but the same call as in these Rishonim. The Rishonim seem to maintain that in the case where you find something, you don't have a cheskas mamet. And since you don't have a cheskas mamet, therefore, in Ochmam Racharev, there's two tzadim when it comes to this in Ochmam Racharev. Is it pshat that I can't be mitzi it from you? Meaning, do you have to have a positive cheskas mamet on your side? Or is it not? No, as long as you're holding on to it, that's going to be sufficient to have the klal of Inoch Mamar Acharev. L'chair, all these Rishonim seem to be saying a klal, that since you don't have a cheskas mamet, the positive cheskas mamet on your side, we won't go with the klal of Inoch Mamar Acharev. Again, let's review the content. It tells us in our Sigla Achsel Avedase, it says specifically Rav Yisrael, Mechza Mechza, you don't have to return, in fact, Rishonim, even by Rav Yisrael, what if you don't have a mitzvah, Michavir Alvaraya? Sorry, L'chair, Inoch Mamar Acharev. Rishonim Amar Taretz, that here you have a cheskas mamet on your side, the only time we say, you have a chazaka, and here, since you're such a mitzvah aveda, you're not considered to have cheskas mamet, and therefore, the klal of Nachman Acharev. Similarly, the Rashba adds that first of all, you have a safkash of deshivim, and Tosfos says Rosh Ar Meisif that since you didn't get a brishos, therefore there'll be no din of Nachman Acharev because you have no cheskas mamet on your side. Everyone have an amazing day.